Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Happy Monday. Laura is invisible today for furry reasons. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. We do weekend in review every Monday. Hopefully your weekend went well. Weather-wise, wow. It's like August, sunny and 90. I got a base coat. I'm working on a base coat. Got a nice reddish tan that, with me, the Irish blood in me, turns my sunburn turns to a freckly tan. So I'm working on that, you know. Friday was a nice day. Had people crash at my house on Friday. I didn't even know who some of them were. It's all good. It was a great way to kick off a weekend, I guess. Saturday was quiet. Because, you know, you need a quiet day once in a while. Me and my bestest buddy in the world. Life partner? Is that her term? I don't know. Laura's not here to straighten me out on it. Anyway, nice quiet Saturday. And then yesterday was the most frustrating day ever. And Laura, I don't know, we're not together, but it kind of mirrored the whole same thing. She had a decent Friday. Maybe you saw her in social media at a wedding with her husband on Saturday. God, they make a good picture. They look like page 35 of like the JCPenney catalog. Just go to it. And there they are. And then Sunday, she got in a little trouble with one of her furry family, Mackie, my meathead best friend ever. Her big, stupid dog, the one I love. He's been eating something again. He got real sick. She had to take him to the hospital. Stayed overnight. Let's hope MacGyver is okay this morning. So she's tending to Mackie. We go from Mac to Apple. I got a new phone and it's been nothing but a pain in the arse. I could say arse, right? Because I want to say ass. But I guess I can't say that on the radio. Anyway, the thing is like the iPhone 12 Pro, which everybody wants. And I can't get mine to work right because it didn't download right from the old phone, which was an 8. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that guy that buys a brand new car and drives it till the wheels fall off and then tries to get a good trade. That's another thing. Go to your AT&T store. You'll see a big sign in the window that says, get $700 when you trade in your phone. Yeah, I didn't. The guy gave me 36 bucks. What the hell? Anyway, yeah. The phone isn't working right. I spent 6 hours of my day yesterday working on this phone with 5 different operators from Apple Help or whatever they call themselves, 1-800-APPLE-HELP. I don't know. Anyway, they were great ladies, all 5 of them women, including the last one who is a senior tech advisor. Okay, senior tech advisor. Let's see what you can do. My phone rebooted several bazillion times. I got so disgusted, I just decided to go to bed. And I go to bed, and then my phone starts blinging. Everybody is texting me, but I can't read the texts. Number one, I don't wear my glasses to bed. Number two, something happened to my texting, and it was teeny weeny. Let alone my alarms blanked out, so I had to reset them. And numerous things. I was so disgusted. I want to throw this phone in the garbage, but it costs like $80,000. I don't even know how much it cost. They goofed that up too at AT&T. What is wrong? It was that kind of day yesterday. Yet I say overall, the weekend was okay. Why? Because it was a weekend. Tom and Laura in the morning, Tom without Laura. On the way, Fallon talks about Google. Oh, what next with them? Yeah, they're opening retail stores. Do we really need them? Cosmo's still taking a plunge, and you can too with Cosmo's coin dive. And who knows? We might even deal with stupidity, but we don't like that word. So we say, and there it is. Viral comedy and more on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
News coming up next. Mark, my brother. Okay, I'm kidding. Mark Lawrence has the news. Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather as well. Rob talked about it at 6. Congratulations to Phil Mickelson. He stunned the golf world yesterday. by becoming the oldest man to win a major.
There's no reason why at an older age you cannot be at your best. It just takes a little more work.
Lefty!
I'm going to cherish this tournament as though it's my last, because it very well may be, but...
Hey!
Hopefully not.
He's 50 years old! And they're like the oldest man ever to win a major. He's only 50. Come on. And NASCAR fans, you got your Matthew yesterday.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This you already know. That's three green lights. One, two, three in a row. Uh-huh. You know you ready. You know you want to go. Good thing the rubber is already on the road.
Yeah.
Drivers, start. Yo. Engines.
There he was at that brand new track in Texas over the weekend yesterday, as a matter of fact. The rest of the news, sports, and AccuWeather next.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah, we don't like the word stupid on the show, and we think if there is an act of stupidity or strangeness, we could all learn from it. How about the guy who created the cicada taco? Wow, that sounds delicious.
It's going to make a great taco. One of the great things about these are they're a great source of protein.
Uh-huh. Snapping the wings off, which are easily done after they've been dehydrated, and then snapping the legs off, just because they're easier to eat this way.
Okay, hang on a minute. I know that when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But every 17 years, when life gives you cicadas, do we have to make something to eat out of them? No, and no. I wish Laura was here to say yes, but the answer is no. If I want insects in my food, or food made out of insects, I'll go to a fast food place. Yuck!
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather next hour. Cosmos Coin Dive, a chance to win to get in with you and your two kids to dive for prizes. Yeah, I made fun of the young chef who invented the cicada taco. Now, hot off the press, I get a memo from upper management saying I shouldn't have done that. If Laura was here, she would have straightened me out. Blabberty, blabberty, because we welcome a new sponsor, Cicada Burger.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Let's take a cannonball. Yeah!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Oh, yeah! Call in right now. What do you say we take caller one? You heard the phone number, 1-800-326-94KX. Caller one and their two youngsters between the ages of 5 and 12, please get to attend Cosmos Coin Dive. Coming up this weekend, May 9th? Is that this weekend? No, it's next weekend. Okay, you got plenty of time to make the plans. Grab a babysitter for the rest of the kids. 1-800-326-94KX. Win to get in. Cosmos Coin Dive with 94KX. We've got to find caller one to go coin diving with Cosmo. 94KX, caller one. Hello.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, who's this?
This is Matt.
Hi, Matt. Where are you calling from, bud?
Northumberland.
All right. You got two kids?
No, I don't.
Well, what are you doing
with...
No, that's wrong, Matt. That's just wrong. What are you talking about? Clarify.
I have a bunch of nieces and nephews.
Okay, that's good. Could you give them their name? I need their names because they're like 5 to 12 years old, right?
Yeah. I have Reagan.
Okay, Reagan.
Katie. Sorry, I'm driving.
Okay, that's okay. So you're going to take your nieces, Reagan and Katie?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good, Matt. You're on your way in to Cosmos Coin Dive. And once you get there, those kids will be splashing to the bottom of the pool for some great prizes. Great way to win. Either call in or watch for Cosmos Coin Dive on our Facebook page, okay?
Okay.
This is your wake-up checklist. Coffee, shower, Tom and Laura in the morning.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready.
94KX.
Thought we were making a mistake with Matt. It turns out it's all good. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
It's time for birthday buddies. It's going to sound a little strange because I'm the only one in the room. I walked up and down the hall, tried to find some recruits. Mark Stevens isn't a guy that likes to yell, so I said, you don't have to yell, just say birthday buddies. Movie Mike is on the way in, but he's not here yet. Mark Lawrence is busy. Rob the Sports Center, always busy. So it's just me, Tom, your old buddy Morgan, and birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. We like to do the musical birthdays first, though. You might remember the band Cameo from the 80s. They had a couple hits. Yow! Like Word Up, right? Well, their lead vocalist, you'd never recognize by name. His name is Larry Blackman from Cameo. He's 65 years old today. You see, Cameo was around for a long time as a funk bass band until they had hits in the 80s. Word up. Happy birthday, Larry. 65 today. Very, very old today. But still cranking out the albums over decades. I mean, lots of decades. Bob Dylan.
Once upon a time, it dressed so fine. Do the bumps of dime.
Yeah.
Hey. Then you.
Birthday bunnies. Yeah. People every day at this time, Tom and Laura try to make a rhyme with birthday buddies, yeah. Bob Dylan, 80 years old today. Wow. He still looks good. You know, there's always one of your relatives that says that, right? You look good, even if you don't. It is time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Happy birthday to April Hoyle. She's from Sunbury, 46 today. Brenda Shaheen from Selins Grove is 60 years old today. Happy birthday to Carter Horton from Selins Grove, 18. Does that make Carter a senior in high school? Or is maybe, I don't know. Happy birthday, Carter. Might be on his way to school. Charles Erdman is 49 today. Eli Whaley, 32. Haley Lash is 21. Drinks up, Haley, even if you don't want one. Just have a lemonade. Jacqueline Kronkowski of Northumberland is 44 today. Happy birthday to Jeff Dugan. Oh, yeah. Dugan from Lewisburg is 63. Jennifer Frederick from Dalmatia, 45. Jennifer Rothamel from Sunbury is 33 today. Happy birthday to John Salbick. He's from Cole Township. Johnny is 58 years old today. Kim Boyer, 46. Happy birthday to Lynn Tressler from Sunbury, 68. Nanette Heller from Sunbury, 52. Nick Mole from Northumberland, 42. How you doing, Nick? Happy birthday to Richard Gottschall. He's 57. Stacy Grindstaff is 40. Lordy, lordy, she's 40 already. Stacy Stelma from Shamokin is 33 today. Happy birthday to Tammy Smith. She is 56. Tasha Walter from Selins Grove is 41 years old today as well. Taking a look at our text club, and I think we're finally starting to get the gig of this. You have to text in the word birthday now in order to get your birthdays on the air. I see no one, though, on the text club. Nobody checking in with us on the toll-free line. And I went to Facebook and couldn't find anything as well. But you know what? Everybody has a birthday, and we love to celebrate them. That's why we have birthday buddies every day at this time. So get your birthdays in, and we'll do them every day at about 7:30. Birthday buddies! Or as Dylan would say, birthday buddies, yeah, yeah. News is next. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Okay, grab your Kleenex. What if Rick Astley gave up on you?
I don't want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you
listen for it.
Gonna give you up. Gonna let you down.
What do you think, Mike?
But it's like we've entered into the bizarro world, and this yes. is the bizarro Rick Astley.
Today's viral comedy, go ahead and Google Gonna Give You Up. That's G-O-N-N-A. We love the word gonna. And, thanks to the mix master, who actually took some words out of Rick Astley's voice. He doesn't want to tell you how he's feeling because you're going to cry. He's going to let you down. He's going to run around and desert you. He's going to make you cry when he says goodbye. He's going to tell you lies and hurt you.
Rick needs some therapy.
Absolutely. Today's viral comedy of the day, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Kevin Spacey has lined up his first film role since sexual assault allegations derailed his career 4 years ago. It's an Italian movie called The Man Who Drew God. It's being directed by Italian actor Franco Nero and will co-star his wife, Vanessa Redgrave. And yes, it will shoot in Italy. Nero says, quote, "I'm very happy Kevin agreed to participate in my film. I consider him a great actor, and I can't wait to start the movie." Now, on the one hand, you think, oh, who's hiring this guy? And on the other hand, you think, well, he can only get a bit part in some Italian movie, so I guess that's kind of fitting.
Would he still be a supporting actor?
I guess he would, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Hard to watch him anymore after some of those allegations.
Good luck, Kevin. Yeah.
Now, speaking of allegations, this one is really kind of interesting. Steven Seagal was a huge action star in the 90s, but he hasn't always had the best reputation. And over the years, several women have accused him of sexual assault or harassment. Lots of actresses have stories about him being creepy, including ER's star Juliana Margulies. She auditioned for Seagal's 1991 film Out for Justice, and it sounds like he had other things on his mind besides the movie. For starters, Juliana was told that she'd be interviewed by Steven and a casting director, but when she got there, it was just Steven. Mm. He asked her to sit on a couch, and when she did, she jumped back up because she felt something hard. It was a gun. Seagal pulled it out from under the cushion and said, quote, "Oh, I must have left my gun there." Then he took her into the bedroom so he could read her palm.
Oh, boy.
He told her that he was a healer and that she had weak kidneys. What a pickup line.
She had weak knees at the time
exactly.
Because of his hard gun.
Yes, exactly. She left, but she did get the part. In fact, it was her first gig in Hollywood. So
wow.
I love a good Steven Seagal is creepy story.
And so do I.
we need
Kevin
more of those.
Kevin Spacey wasn't enough. Right.
That's the theme today. Creepy guys.
Okay.
And looking at the box office, speaking of creepy, Spiral was number one for the second straight week with $4.5 million. Wrath of Man came in second with $2.9 million. Those Who Wish Me Dead was third with $1.8 million. Raya and the Last Dragon fourth with $1.6 million. Godzilla vs. Kong rounds out the top five with $1.4 million. This is going to be a very big weekend at the movies because we've got Quiet Place 2 and Disney's Cruella. So this is really going to be the first weekend where we have two big potential blockbusters in this COVID age.
Yeah. I mean, we're all starting to come down from it a little bit, so why not the movies, right?
Right. And I actually screened Cruella over the weekend, so I'll have a review of that for you on Friday for opening day.
A whole different Cruella de Vil, right?
A whole different spin on Cruella, yeah. Ella, A.
I saw the trailer and I was like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, you know what, Mike? Just in case you missed it as well, another American Idol was crowned over the weekend.
No winner.
Hey, Ryan, just say it.
American Idol.
Come on.
2021.
Yeah.
Is?
Wait for it. We're waiting.
Chase Becker. Chase, congratulations.
Everybody knew it was going to be this guy that sings like Mark Knopfler from the Dire Straits.
Uh-huh.
So listen to this kid's voice, and he's just a kid. He's great. He's 24 years old. How about it?
A little bit of Mark Knopfler mixed with, like, Leonard Cohen.
Yes, very good. Chase Beckham is his name, and will we hear him on the radio soon? We can only hope. Thanks for coming in, Mike. I was getting kind of lonely.
Oh, glad to be here. See you again on Friday.
All right, sounds good, and good luck to Laura and MacGyver,
yes.
My buddy, who is being medically treated as we speak. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next with sports and AccuWeather.
Tom and Laura, 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news.
Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's not in today. We hope to hear good news from Laura on her dog, MacGyver, who is under the weather. It happened yesterday. Hopefully good news coming tomorrow, but Laura would love this story. Did you ever hear the howls of a young wolf pup? Captured in the North Woods of Minnesota, not the wolf, just the howl, recorded by a hiker. Isn't that cool? Meanwhile, let's go old, as in old school. How old are you when you need a job? How old do you have to be to have a job? How old can you be to get a job? How about 81?
They had the sign out front, open interviews, and I thought, well, they're desperate. They just got to keep open because that's their livelihood, and I just walked up to the door and came in and applied.
She is amazing. She helps out with anything that she can, and she's willing to jump in and try anything.
Yeah, she does at age 81. Congratulations to Bonnie August. She started working a long time ago when she was just a teenager. She retired in her late 60s, and now at the age 81, she found out that her favorite hometown restaurant might close because they can't find part-time workers. So she signed up. The manager sees her in the restaurant a lot, hired her on the spot. Waiting tables at age 81. Now that's good news. Here's good news for the youngsters who are graduating. How would you feel if your guest speaker at your graduation gave you all, as in every graduate, money, as in big money?
We're going to give you each of $1,000 cash right now. The first $500, as I mentioned, is for you. We're proud of you. You worked your tails off to get here. Celebrate as you should. The second envelope, entitled Give, is for you to give to another friend, family member, or an organization who in these times is struggling, who could use that a little more than you.
How's that? Every graduate gets $1,000, according to their telecom CEO guest speaker, Robert Hale Jr. at Quincy College. Everybody gets a grand as long as you take $500 of it and pay it forward. That's good news. Sad news, a 73-year-old man, Thomas Newman, died of COVID a few months ago. But the good news, he left his baseball collection behind. That baseball collection was worth $20 million. Wow!
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
You betcha. Tom is here. Laura's got the day off tending to MacGyver, her fur baby, who's been naughty again and ate something he wasn't supposed to. Hopefully he's okay. We'll check with Laura, and hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. And MacGyver will be back tomorrow as well. Murphy is our morning show dog, but MacGyver is my favorite. He's just a big, dumb meathead, and he's my favorite kind of dog. He weighs about 150 pounds of lovable, jump-on-you-eat-anything dog. You know, kids will eat anything too. Well, some kids will, some won't. But whatever the kid, they got their own rules at the dinner table, and they're not good ones, Mom. They're not good ones, Dad. Tom and Laura's top 10 list today. They asked 1,000 kids between the age of 6 and 16, which rules would they implement at the dinner table? And you won't like any of them, Mom. Number 10, silverware is optional. You can eat anything with your hands. No, I had a cousin Randy that ate spaghetti with his hands. It was terrible. Number 9, phones are always allowed at the table. Phones were never allowed at the table when my kids were growing. Now, when I was a kid, we didn't even have a phone, I don't think. Oh, yeah, it was that big box hanging on the kitchen wall. Yeah, no phones at the table. My kids would find interesting places to hide them. And you'd hear the vibrating on their kitchen chair. Is your phone under your thigh? No, Daddy, I know what you're talking about. No phones at the table. Your kids would say you're allowed to have them, not only at the table, but on the table. No. Number 8, you have dessert at any point. Not just after the meal. No. Number 7, They can play music if they want to. No, no, and no. Dinner time is to talk. My dear friend, Fran Bogovich in Northumberland taught me when my kids were tiny, always have dinner with them. No distractions. Talk to them. It makes for a better family. Fran, I don't know if you're listening this morning, but you are right. I had a great family. All grown and gone now. Number six, everyone gets to choose what they want to eat. So separate dinners for every kid. No, no, and no. I have a very good friend who drives down the strip and goes to three different restaurants for her three kids. I call her crazy. I call her nuts. No, everybody gets the same meal. Eat it. Number five, you can eat dinner in your pajamas. No, you get ready for bed after dinner. I don't care if dinner's at midnight. No, I can't be that mean. We never had dinner really late. But sometimes, you know, with soccer practices and whatever your kid's doing, yeah, it's like 7:30, you're eating dinner. Put your pajamas on after dinner, after bath time. Thank you. Number four, you can have whatever you want to drink. No, no, and no. Have a nice water, okay? No guzzling a two-liter bottle of pop at dinner. No, no. Number three, you get to choose how much food goes on your plate. No, mom and dad do that. But you know what? As kids get older, you trust them. And if they have one tiny little piece of broccoli, you say, no, you can do better than that or I'll help you. And your 15-year-old daughter, dad. Number two, you can eat in front of the TV if you want. So many kids do this now. No, let me go back to my dear friend, Fran Bogovich. Nori, I love you, Franny. Sit at the table, eat dinner, talk to your kids. Don't let them go to the room or in front of the TV. No, absolutely not. And here's a good one, and it's number one. You can leave the table anytime you want. No. Dinner should be dinner. Everybody sits at the table. If you eat everything on your plate, you could clear your plate, take it to the sink, rinse it off, put it in the dishwasher, but then you come back to the table. Why? Because it's family time. Sorry, I got a little rough there. But it seems like this generation's out of control. Tom and Laura's Top 10 News is next. Sports and AccuWeather. And still to come, Memorial Day weekend is packed with fun. We'll talk about it. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, what a great song. Gets you in a good mood, doesn't it? What a great weekend we have music-wise for you across all the SBC media stations. Memorial Day weekend is packed, man. So 94KX in all 80s and 90s weekend. So you've heard nothing but 90s weekends, and they're pretty cool. But when you do an 80s and 90s weekend, it's just wall-to-wall fun. Tucked in there, Cosmo's Coin Dive. On Saturday, you could still win to get in right up until Friday with us. Listen on the air. Also, you can win on Facebook. Cosmo's Coin Dive at Knoebels with 94KX. And that happens this weekend. Monday, by the way, Memorial Day, will be live and on location from Alexander Ford and my girl Sam. You'll get to see her in live person flesh instead of those TikTok videos that she posts up. Her Friday was amazing. But anyway, Sam Tyler, our nighttime personality, will be at Alexander's on Monday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., free lunch, party, everything. I might just pop in. Bob always has free food. That's just amazing. Hey, our sister stations are getting it done as well. 100.9 The Valley is having the first Yacht Rock weekend of the year. I just love the whole vibe of Yacht Rock. I mean, you know, you don't have to own a yacht or a dinghy or a pontoon. It's just that feel that you're summer fun in it on a boat, you know? You get to hear that 70s Doobie Brothers stuff. Another Sunday, another book, another Sunday. You know what I'm doing? Right. You get to hear bands like Ambrosia. Remember those guys? Yeah. How about some Christopher Cross? Speaking of Yacht Rock, how about some sailboating with Christopher Cross? It's just a great weekend. It happens on the Valley, and you rock and rollers And I know you're out there. Eagle 107, our rock station, has a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame block party weekend. Oh, man. It's sponsored, by the way, by Bingaman & Son Lumber. They love rock and roll on the lumber yard. And it'll be a Hall of Fame block party weekend. There you go. Your weekend set up with SBC Media and 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Ask him how his yard sale went over the weekend. Lots of funny stories there. Mark Stevens this afternoon, maybe a little Cosmo coin dive involved, either on Facebook or on air. Your last chance to win and get in to this weekend's party. And Sam Tyler on the way tonight. She always keeps me company at night. I like that stuff. Isn't it good to hear, like, local radio again? Yep. Happy Brother's Day, everybody. If you have a brother, call him.
Happy Brother's Day.
And I texted my brother at about 6 a.m. He works early, just like me, back home, though. And he said, thank you. Thanks to you, my brother. I'll call him later, and we'll talk. Celebrate that day. Not everybody has a brother, right? In today's day and age, think about it. If there's one boy and one girl in the family, that they call that the million-dollar family, right? The girl has a brother. The brother doesn't. Think about it. 44% of us have a brother, and that number is down. All right. Recently, I've been told I haven't been paying too much attention or not enough attention. I don't know how it was worded, to Facebook and social media. I've been down on it for years now because it got ugly. Our nation got divided, and I don't want to get into politics. But so this past weekend, I went on Facebook, and I still saw ugliness. And it made me sad. So I leave you with a thought for the day. Laura's not with us, so I got the thought. Sweet words are not always true. True words are not always sweet. But no matter what, no matter what words can say, actions will always tell the truth. Have a good day, everybody.